This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So yeah, we've just come out of Molineux, a Saturday night game, which doesn't happen very often. And it's finished Wolverhampton Wanderers 0, Arsenal the Gunners 2. Doesn't quite tell the whole story. Going to go to Magic first. How are you feeling after that, Dad?
I feel magic, David. I thought Wolves gave them a good game, but it just happened. What else can I say?
Well, hopefully a lot, because we've got a lot to talk about. Sensation. Your thoughts on that coming out of the game after the defeat, but the manner of the defeat?
Well, I don't know. We came to the game not expecting anything, and all we wanted really, I suppose, is a good game. And my God, we had a good game, because the lads, the scratch team, yeah, the lads did well, didn't they? And we've got nobody up front, so getting a goal was sort of always going to be difficult. But they sneaked two past us, one on the halfway mark, and then it was a killer. But they didn't give up. Keep trying.
They didn't give up. Now, let's put things into context. He says a scratch team, and okay, we've got some of our players, you know, Dawson's out, experience at the back, very young defensively. Semedo, who's been ever-present, he's out. Ryan Aitnuri, he's out. You know, all of the forwards, Neto, Bellegarde, Kuna, who's just come back out, you know, and Wang started, but he's not fully fit. Yeah. And, you know, young Chiroa, is that how I pronounce it properly? Chirewa, who's made his debut. We've got a 15-year-old school kid on the bench, and you're playing against a very, very strong Arsenal team that are second in the table, going to win the title. And on that performance, they've got absolute... Well, the way we play, I can't see them doing it, personally. No disrespect to Arsenal fans and everything, but this is a very, very weakened Wolves team. And, you know,
we hold them, David, don't we? We hold them, and we could have... I wish we'd got it half-time. That chap nearly scored a goal there at the beginning.
You mean Joe Gomez went through, the keeper hit it onto the post, and I think the bar, I don't know how it never went in. Yeah. We're going to come back tomorrow. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Arsenal, because they're a great team. They plaster the ball around and stuff like that. It's the business end of the season. And like, I feel Arsenal deserved a win on the balance, probably. But the way Wolves played and battled with the team that we had, and the way we were in it really going into the 96th minute, still only 1-0 down, and they scored at the end of the first half as well, which I thought was unlucky on Wolves too. Goals at key times though.
Yeah. I mean, to put into context, when I say scratch team, we're scratching round for who we could put on the field.
We were scratching it. I ain't being funny. I offered to play.
Yeah, it was nothing to do with the people that were on. They played their hearts out. So when I say scratch team, it was nothing to do with the people that actually played. It was just we're scratching around. Who can we play? Like you say, you've got a 15-year-old on the bench, you know. But when you turn up to a match, you expect to be entertained. And all right, we really didn't expect anything out of it at all, and we didn't get anything. But we expected entertainment, and my God, they give us some entertainment.
What were you going to say, Dad?
I agree with Stan. You said they did give a good entertainment, and they played very, very well. And shame we lost 2-0, but...
Well, the story of the game is, obviously, I've given you the backdrop there. Wolves came out. Arsenal are always going to have more possession. you know, when they pressed us, but I thought the concentration levels from the Wolves players, the way they closed down, the energy level. Yeah. This is not a team that has got its flip-flops on or is on the beach, because if you're on the beach playing a team as good as Arsenal, who, you know, quarter-finals of the Champions League, going for, gone top tonight in the Premier League, yeah, and you've got your flip-flops on, playing a team which is like, you know, we're scratching around to put a team together, and like our bench has got full of academy kids because we ain't got that deep. To do what we did, I thought unlucky to go in at half-time, yeah, you know, not 1-0. Joe Gomez almost scored. I thought Matt Doherty had to do better with the first goal. He got sort of pushed off the ball, but Jesus, Trossard, his quality, hits it in off the post. It could have hit the post and come out, but ours hit the post and comes come out, and yeah, goes out. Theirs hits the post and goes in. But we didn't get swept away. And then whilst you're in the game, still at 1-0, you know, I thought the Arsenal fans must have been getting really nervy, but we kind of didn't have the depth on the squad. I thought we kind of little run out of steam. We really didn't have the pace. If we'd have had a Neto on the pitch, if we'd have had a Kuna on the pitch, yeah, or someone like that, then we could have had, you know, a real opportunity, but we didn't get in. The referee, I thought, oh, man, I thought, like, you said he didn't give any quarter, but...
Well, he did give a quarter. He gave a quarter to us and the rest to them.
Exactly right. And, you know, there's some decisions that were going against us, which were a little thingy, you know. At the end of the day, it's two goals at the end of each half that have won the game for Arsenal. Wolves have tried to play out, play the football, got caught a couple of times. But overall, you cannot give anything for the heart of the team, the passion, the way they fought, the way they played. They gave so much, and you know, against it, as I say, a full strength Arsenal team, and we're scratching around getting together Wolves team. We've got to be very proud of that. Dad, I'm going to go to you first for your Lee Moore Windows Man of the Match, your Fox at Shipley performance rating, and your moment or highlight of the day.
Tommy Doyle.
Why?
Because they all played well, but I gave it to Tommy Doyle, and he did try, and that was it.
He was here and everywhere.
He was here and everywhere, David.
He was playing like a quarterback, to be fair.
Yes, he was.
Like an NFL quarterback, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Tommy Doyle, your performance rating today?
9.
A 9, Dad?
Yeah, 9.
Why 9?
Because I played, they played well. They just stay up, didn't
for the effort and the quality,
yeah,
for the team.
Yeah.
Not okay. And your moment of the day that put a smile on your face?
Who?
What's your moment of the day or highlight of the day?
Highlight of the day, but meeting all our friends and football friends and that.
All your football friends. Okay, I'm going to go to you next, Stanley. Your Lee Moore Windows Man of the Match, Fox at Shidley performance rating, a moment of the day or highlight?
Oh, all of that in one go.
Yeah.
Match of the day, I think Tommy Doyle.
Match of the day, man of the match.
Yeah.
Tommy Doyle.
Tommy Doyle, I think. I mean, his work rate is still really good. And you see him in the middle field, and he's signalling to the older players or people that are older than him and more experienced, and he's telling them where to go.
Yeah, I like that about him.
You know, so, I mean, he's not only controlling the ball, some of the passes he does is fantastic, you know, where he's positioning of the ball.
Always and then, keeps it moving.
You know, so, and he's always on the front foot.
Performance rating?
Difficult one. We'll give him an 8.
A solid 8.
Solid 8.
And your highlight or moment of the day?
I don't know, meeting the international fans again. You know.
Enjoyed that, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, it was really good fun, yeah. People from Aussie, they're you know, sound as a pound, don't they?
Sound as a pound. Right, listen, there's so many players I could talk about today. I thought Kilman was really good at the back today. A couple of crunching tackles. Joe Gomez, that one bit where he brought it out of the air, controlled it, kept it in and then got it away. Fantastic. I thought he was a terror all game. I thought Boubacar Traore did really well. I thought the young lad did great as well. For him, probably just because he was here, there, he's every blooming where. You know, he's a leader on the pitch. He's still running at the end of the game. He's got
it's
so much quality.
I'll tell you what,
Tommy Doyle, I love that. I think he's a fantastic player. And 4.3 million in the summer is an absolute bargain. He's going to be one hell of a... I mean, he's going to be... I think he'll play for England one day.
Yeah.
Tommy Doyle, I think he's that good. And he's got so much potential. So I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with my performance rating. Yeah, we've lost the game, but in the circumstances and the manner of the defeat and the way we played, I've got to give it a solid 8, I think. Yeah. And my highlight or moment of the day, I think, has got to be just that moment from Joe Gomez in the corner where he brought the thing in and brought it down. I thought that was... And also, Max Kilmer did something very, very similar where he was under pressure. So from that, you know, I'm going to go with that. But look, at the end of the day, we're home and hosed, we're safe. They are not on the beach, this team, believe me. We've got a more important game in some ways coming up against Bournemouth on Wednesday. It'll be interesting to see what team starts that, because if we can win that game, we'll pull away from Bournemouth, and it's an extra £2 million to spend in the summer. So, you know, on the basis of that, like, I hope Fosun, Jeff and all of them are looking around and looking at this team, because we've got the basis of heart and passion and quality in this team. If they have the right summer, we can have a good, really good team next year.
We've got to keep the players down.
We can't sell all of them, no, absolutely. We've got to raise a bit of money.
You're playing a team that's 10 places above us.
Yeah, and the quality they've got.
Like, they've got the quality, they've got the full team. And for us to say, well, people were saying 5-0, 6-0, you know, and for us to do what we did tonight, I think it's fantastic.
Absolutely. And if you are an Arsenal fan, Wolves have still got to play City and Liverpool. So we'll do our best to try and get some points off there. Good luck for the rest of the season. But from us all here tonight, here at Molineux, from Magic Sensation and myself, always Wolves.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.